USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Kevin McCarthy says he will not run again for Speaker of the House. He was given the boot yesterday in a historic vote forced by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. It is the first time in U.S. history that the second in presidential succession has been removed. North Carolina Congressman Patrick McHenry is now acting Speaker until the House holds a Speaker election next week. Authorities in Charm City say five people were shot last night with non-life-threatening injuries. It happened at Morgan State University in Baltimore. A suspect or suspects remain at large. Amani Jackson witnessed the event and tells her story to WBAL-TV.
We're at the coronation. That's basically when you celebrate our Mr. and Mrs. Morgan State. And it was the first time being introduced to campus. And then we were all there to celebrate them. And then walking out, that's when we saw everything going on. And we were going back and forth trying to figure out which door we wanted to go through.
President Biden's son Hunter has pleaded not guilty to federal gun charges in Delaware. Biden faces three felony firearms charges, including lying on a gun application. The charges come after a prior deal that allowed Hunter Biden to enter a diversion program fell apart when questioned by a federal judge. Hunter's attorneys have called the charges illegitimate. The Federal Communications Commission is issuing its first ever fine for space debris after television provider Dish Network failed to properly dispose of a broadcast communications satellite. Dish agreed to pay the $150,000 fine. The FCC said they will be cracking down on violators as satellite operations become more prevalent and the space economy continues to grow. Asteroid 2008 QY at 2,200 feet in diameter safely passed Earth yesterday at a distance of 3.7 million miles. Something that big would have ruined our day if Earth was in its path. USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
The man accused of murdering rapper Tupac Shakur is expected to be arraigned in Las Vegas today. That's when a trial date will probably be set for Dwayne Davis. Metro Police in Southern Nevada say Shakur was involved in a fight with Davis outside a Mike Tyson fight at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in 1996, which eventually led to Davis getting a gun that was used to kill Shakur at an intersection east of the Las Vegas Strip. After 27 years, Davis was arrested at his home in Henderson, Nevada. That's a suburb of Las Vegas. That took place last Friday. He's charged with murder and use of a deadly weapon. The Biden administration is sanctioning more than two dozen Chinese nationals and companies that have ties to fentanyl production. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the global supply chain, which ends with the deaths of Americans, often starts with chemical companies in China. The Justice Department also unsealed indictments charging eight China-based companies and 12 of their employees with crimes related to fentanyl and methamphetamine production. Florida has executed a man who killed two women he met at beach bars. Michael Zack III died by lethal injection last night. He was convicted of killing Laurie Rosillo and Ravone Smith during a crime spree in Florida in the summer of 1996. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.